I could read you thousands of letters that have been written to me over the last 36 years from people who say, you know, I grew more, Pastor Rick, through that separation. I grew more, Pastor Rick, through that unemployment, through that illness, through that tragedy, through that loss, through that storm, than I ever would have grown if things were going good in my life. I want you to write this down in your outline. Pain is the high cost of growth.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. If you'd like to have the amazing Unshakable study kit, which contains 8 video sessions and a workbook, it's available right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 800-600-5004. Just ask for the Unshakable DVD study kit when you contact us. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When Your World is Shaken Up.
Write this down. Question: where is this problem leading me? You want to ask yourself, you want to get the most out of your problems. Where is this problem leading me? Problems never leave you where they found you. You know, Jonah, God told Jonah to go east to Nineveh. We talked about this the other week, and he didn't want to go there. He's racially prejudiced, so he went to Spain, Tarshish, headed that direction, went as far west as he could, and God arranged a custom-made problem. A custom-made fish swallowed him up. And sometimes you get swallowed up by a big problem, but when it spits you out, you're headed in the right direction. And sometimes you're going this way and a problem swallows you up. When it spits you out, you're going the right direction. God uses problems to direct us. Number four, sometimes God shakes things up to protect us. Sometimes God shakes things up to protect us. Did you know that sometimes pain protects you from something worse? That you're going through a problem, but it's actually preventing you from a bigger problem. It's keeping you from greater harm. You know, you might have wanted a certain job at a certain business and it didn't happen, and God was protecting you because he knew that there was a relationship there that was going to mess you up. And he kept you out of that situation. Sometimes a problem is a blessing in disguise. Honestly, there will be times you have problems when you did the right thing, not the wrong thing. Not every problem is because you did something wrong. Sometimes you have a problem because you did the right thing. I mean, I remember one time there's a guy here at Saddleback who, good business friend of mine, and he was asked to do on a corporation something very unethical. And he said, sorry, I just can't do it. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I cannot be unethical in that area. And they fired him. And he lost his pension, and he lost his job, and he lost his, you know, all of that. And it looked bad. But, you know, about a month later, the SEC hauled that entire corporation into court, and they're all in jail now, and he's not. And he's going, well, thank God. Okay, the problem was getting fired. The bigger problem was going to jail for 20 years. Which is the worst problem? Yeah, sometimes God, he did the right thing and he had a problem. He lost his job, but it saved him. And maybe getting fired might be the best thing to happen to you because it keeps you from a real problem. Job 36, verse 16, God led you away from danger. God often does this and you don't even realize it. God has led you away from danger, giving you freedom. Problems are the preparation for success. And it really comes down to a matter of faith. Will you trust God? You remember the story of Joseph in the Bible? You know, he had this vision and one day he'd be a great leader. And literally for the first 40 years of his life, everything went wrong. He's betrayed by his brothers. He's sold into slavery. He's taken down to Egypt. He gets a job as a slave in a boss's home. The woman, the wife of the boss, is attracted to him. She comes on to him, offers herself to him. He refuses. He said, I have integrity. I'm not going to have an affair with my boss's wife. And so she feels spurned. She accuses him of rape. And he's put in prison for the rest of his life for a crime he never committed. Everything's gone wrong in his life. But it's exactly where God wanted him. and a series of circumstances. The second half of his life is like this, and he ends up second in command, helping Pharaoh save the most powerful nation of that time. You don't know. Sometimes God is protecting you with a problem in your life. And when it was all over, Joseph said to his brothers who had betrayed him, Genesis 50:20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." Now, there are people in your life, there are people in this world who intend to harm you. Not everybody's nice in this world. There are evil people. There are mean people. There are people who don't like you because you're a Christian or because of a moral stance or an ethical decision you've made or because you won't go with the flow and won't, you know, party with the crowd. And they think you're too good or they think you're self-righteous and they misjudge you and on. And they want to bring you down. They mean it for bad, but God means it for good. And God is bigger than your enemies. God is bigger than your critics. God is bigger than the people who put you down. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good. Sometimes God shakes things up just to protect you. It's kind of like a fever. When you get a fever and you feel really bad, fever's not the problem, friend. Fever is just a symptom. The fever is telling you something worse is going on in your body. And if you didn't have the fever, you wouldn't get the help. You know, a fever warns you of an infection that needs to be dealt with, and sometimes a small pain can alert you to a life-threatening disease. Now, this goes true with your emotions, too. Sometimes you're feeling really bad, and you're feeling really, really bad, and you're down, and you're depressed, and you're discouraged, and you got all these bad, negative feelings, and you're praying, go, God, take away the feelings. It doesn't take away the feelings. You're going, why don't you take away the feelings? God said, because the feelings aren't your problem. The problem is what you're thinking about is causing those feelings. You got to stop believing the lies. And when you stop believing the lies about you, the lies about me, and the lies about other people, you're going to feel better. I'm not going to take away the feelings. The feelings are telling you that your thinking is stinking. You need a checkup from the neck up. And you know, you got to get your thoughts right. I remember when we were doing the 23rd Psalm series, and I read about how shepherds in the Middle East will sometimes intentionally break a leg of a healthy sheep. Why? Because that sheep is prone to wander, and it'll wander off. And in order to protect that sheep from wolves and bears and other predators, they will break the leg of the sheep and the sheep walks with a limp so it doesn't wander off. And if God has to break your leg to keep you from wandering off and getting in a worse problem, he will. He loves you that much. Now, it's no fun to hurt somebody you love, but just like a surgeon will cut you to heal you, God will break you to save you if that's what it takes. And sometimes God may do that to you. You see, those things that you think are disappointments are his appointments. Disappointments are actually his appointments. God has appointed them, and there's a reason behind it for your own good. Now, sometimes God removes a harmful person in your life, and it breaks your heart. Don't run after him. Some of you, that's all you need to hear. You just needed to hear your pastor say that. Sometimes there's a harmful person in your life, but you're addicted to them. And God will remove them from your life. Don't run after them. God has shaking things up to protect you. So ask this question. Question number four. How could this problem protect me? How could this problem be protecting me? What's being prevented? What could be worse in my life than this problem? Well, there are a lot of things that could be worse. All right, number five. The fifth way that God shakes things up in your life, and the fifth reason for shaking things up in your life is not to correct me or inspect me or direct me, but God uses things and problems to perfect me. To make you more like Jesus Christ, to grow your character, to grow you up. Margaret Carlson years ago wrote a book called Grace Grows Best in Winter. You know, it's possible to grow during the bright, fair weather times, but growth is faster and deeper often during your darkest days, like when you lose a child. And that's where you grow deep. I could read you thousands of letters that have been written to me over the last 36 years from people who say, you know, I grew more, Pastor Rick, through that separation. I grew more, Pastor Rick, through that unemployment, through that illness, through that tragedy, through that loss, through that storm, than I ever would have grown if things were going good in my life. I want you to write this down in your outline. Pain is the high cost of growth. Pain is the high cost of growth. If you want to grow up, you want to be mature, there is no way to do it without pain. Pain is the cost of growing up. You can't grow up on easy street. And see, we want the product without the process. It is a cliche, but it is true. There is no gain without pain. There is no maturity without growing pains. And the very thing that discourages you is the very thing that God is using to develop you. When you learn this, you're gonna be unshakable in life like Daniel was. We're gonna see all these things in his life. The things that discourage you are actually the things that God wants to use to develop you. And there is a reward coming. 1 Peter 5:10, the Bible says this. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who calls you to share his eternal glory, God's going to share his glory with you in union with Christ, will himself perfect you, circle that, will perfect you and give you firmness and strength and a sure foundation. Why? Because you're not taking your car or your cash or your career or your clothes or your china to heaven. You're taking your character. God is not interested in making your life easy on this earth. He's interested in growing your character. The easy part comes for eternity. You're in school right now. You're in school. And in school, God says there are eternal rewards coming, and I'm going to perfect you. So knowing that God can even use the bad things in my life to inspect me, to direct me, to correct me, and to even perfect me, what should be my response? Romans chapter 5 tells us. We can rejoice. We can rejoice. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know, it's perspective, that they're good for us. We run into problems and trials. We know they're good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character, boom, in us, and helps us trust God more each time we use it. So here's the fifth question. How can I grow from this problem? See, the bottom line, your problems are not your problems. All those things that you think are your problems, they're not your problems. Your problems are not your problems. Your real problems are how you choose to respond to your problems. And if you respond to them in a way where you trust God and you praise God and you thank God and you maintain your integrity and you don't give up and you don't give in and you do the things that we'll see Daniel do in 70 years of his life, you're just going to get promoted and promoted and promoted and promoted and promoted into eternity. How can I grow from this problem? And those problems you think you've got right now, really, when do problems really become problems? When do your problems really become real problems? Well, my problem becomes a real problem when I lose my perspective. My problem becomes a real problem when I give up on important values and I just say, forget it. I'm not going to waste the time anymore. I give up. I'm giving up important. Our problem becomes a real problem when you lose your sense of humor. Your problem becomes a real problem when you start feeling sorry for yourself and have a pity party. Your problem becomes a real problem when you get bitter and you start blaming everybody else for your unhappiness. Now it's a problem. That's the real problem. So God is saying, and we're going to see these. This is an index to Daniel's life. He's saying, don't be surprised when you have adversity. In the world, you will have tribulation, Jesus said. Realize that I can use it five different ways. Okay, I can inspect you, and I can correct you, and I can direct you, and I can protect you, and I can perfect you. I can use all these different ways in what's going on in your life. And so what's the third suggestion? Here it is. Finally, trust God for what I don't understand. When there's a problem in my life, I go, this one does not make sense. I don't get it. I don't see the perfection. I don't see the inspection. I don't see the correction. I don't see the protection. I don't see the perfection. This problem does not make sense. Then I trust God for what I don't understand, knowing that he has my best interest in heart. Last two verses, Proverbs 20, 24. Since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that happens along the way? Hello. Some of us need to memorize that and tattoo it on our arm, okay? If ever you're gonna get a tattoo, get that verse right there, okay? Since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that happens along the way? It's foolish. You trying to understand God's ways like an ant trying to understand the internet. You don't have the brain capacity. God is God and you're not. So what do you do when you don't understand? You trust, last verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. It doesn't say intellect, heart. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Honor the Lord in everything you do, and he will give you, what's the word? Circle that, success. I want you to be a success in life. God wants you to be a success in life. As your pastor, as your spiritual coach, it is my goal, my job, my role to help you succeed in every area of the life that God has given you. I want you to be a success. Not just survive when times are tough, not just survive in a hostile culture to Christians, but to thrive and actually get promoted and have greater influence and be used by God in an amazing way. That's what we're gonna look at in this series. Let's bow our heads. Let me close with a little self-evaluation. Why don't you ask these questions to God in your mind? Here's the first one. Just say, Lord, are you using these problems to inspect me? You know, the ones I'm going through right now? Are you using these problems to inspect me? If so, what does it reveal about my life? Is there a weakness? Is there a misplaced priority in my life? Is there some place I've compromised the truth? And you're trying to show it to me. And then say, Lord, are you using this problem to correct me? If so, what do you want me to learn? I'm not gonna ask why. Why is this happening to me? I'm gonna ask what? What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to know? Lord, are you using this problem not just to inspect or correct? Are you using this problem to direct me? If so, what's the direction? What do you want me to change? What's the new direction? Where do you want me headed? Lord, are you using this problem to protect me? Did that thing not happen because you knew something that I didn't know? And I was walking into a bigger trap, a bigger problem, a bigger fiasco, a bigger difficulty. And you protected me. And so, Lord, then I'm just gonna tell you, I trust you. I know that you know best. Thank you for protecting me. And God, I want you to protect me. And when there's something that I want that would be bad for me, don't let me have it. I want your will more than my will. And then say, Lord, are you using this problem to perfect me? You see, God's at work in your life even when you don't recognize it or even understand it. God's work in your life is not dependent upon you understanding it. So I want you to pray this prayer very simply. Say, dear God, I want to trust you with all my heart. Just say it in your mind. I trust you with all my heart, not my intellect. I'm not going to depend on my own understanding. And God, I want to honor you in everything I do, work, home, anywhere else. And if I trust you, and I don't depend on my own understanding, and I honor you in everything I do, you've promised to give me success. And I'm going to believe that. Teach me through the life of Daniel in these weeks ahead. Jesus Christ, I want to trust you with all of my life as best I know how. And I'm doing it today. In your name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional, and be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear that we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick has asked his team to make available to you a DVD study kit called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video sessions, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD study kit, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love letting you hear some of the letters that we receive every day here at Daily Hope. Here's one from a woman named Bonnie. She says, "Dear Pastor Rick, my husband Tom and I both receive your Daily Hope print devotional in our email every morning. We take turns each day reading the daily devotional." They must read it aloud. "And it's a great way to start our day along with our individual daily quiet time. It's been such a blessing and encouragement to us in each of our daily lives. And sometimes I'm able to turn on the podcast and we listen to the broadcast as well. Now, we've both been Christians for a long time, but that daily encouragement from you helps us keep on track, and it helps us make our lives so much richer as we follow God every day. So thanks, and may God continue to bless you and use you for many more years to come. Blessings to you, Pastor Rick, Bonnie, and Tom." Hey, thanks for writing, Bonnie. It always blesses me when we hear that Daily Hope is helping other people grow strong in the Lord. So just keep it going. And to all of you, God bless you all. Write me when you can. Send in a gift when you can. Pray for us when you can. But be sure to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.